The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Once upon a time, there was a radio show called The Eric Metaxas Show.
It had an announcer named Todd, who was the handsomest announcer in the land. Eric was bitterly jealous of Todd's good looks.
But there was nothing he could do.
He just had to accept that cruel fate had made him as ugly as a toad.
Here's Toadface himself, Eric Metaxas.
I don't know why I put up with this.
Why?
I mean, Alvin.
I know.
Really, it's just mean.
You're too nice.
It's mean. You know what it is?
You got to come down.
I am definitely. I'm just too nice.
Bring the hammer down on that fella.
It's just not right. Hey, it's Tuesday. We just talked to Dick Morris. What a character he is.
Oh, he's
There's
terrific.
No way to sum him up.
No.
He's unbelievable. And in this hour, we're going to talk to Max McLean.
Oh, I love Max. You love Max. Max McLean is
he's doing something extraordinary. We'll talk to him about the specifics, but he is creating works for the stage that highlight things that are typically not highlighted in places like Broadway, the life of C.S. Lewis, the life of Martin Luther. He's putting on, as we will find out, A Man for All Seasons,
yes,
here in New York. A lot of exciting stuff, and I want people to know about it, to get excited about it. I also want to mention that before I forget, I'm going to be in St. Louis this week. If you want the details, I say to everybody, go to ericmetaxas.com. You will see where it says schedule. It tells you where I will be, and if you're able to get there, or tell your friends in the St. Louis area. But it's fun to travel and get to talk to different groups. But I wanted to mention that. I also want to mention that we have people write to us. And it's fun to read what people write to us. Now, I read everything, so I don't want to encourage everybody to write to us because then I won't be able to read everything. But we get a lot of stuff, and I read it all. Somebody has written us recently, very recently, asking about what happened to me the other day when I was down in D.C. I was with Kirk Cameron. A lot of people know Kirk Cameron, Growing Pains. I had him on the program many times.
Yes.
And we were there for the Stork Ball, which is put on. It's a black tie ball where the vice president showed up, surprised everybody. I got to introduce him. And it's put on by Save the Storks. Save the Storks is a great organization. Now, the president of the organization, most people who see him, I shouldn't say that, but a lot of people who see him, I certainly look at him and say, holy cow, he looks a lot like Moby, you know, the musician.
Yeah.
Now, I know Moby. People don't know this, or most people wouldn't know it, but I know Moby. I haven't talked to him in years now, but we've hung out, and it's just a funny thing suddenly to be in a room with somebody who looks just like Moby. Now, look, the fact that he shaved his head and wears these kind of funky glasses exacerbates the issue.
But people have told me I look like George Clooney, and I get that all the time.
Exactly.
So I know what you mean,
And so it can happen, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought, wouldn't it be hilarious to take a photo and to put it out there that this guy's claiming to be Moby or something. I don't even remember what. But so a lot of people got very confused. Why are you and Kirk Cameron hanging out with Moby? How did that happen?
Right.
Well, here's how it happened. It didn't happen. That guy is the president of
Save the Storks.
And so his name is Paul Isaacs, and he's terrific and stuff. So I wanted to explain that because so many people were just confused.
Right. That was in your newsletter, which people can sign up for, but it was in your newsletter, and I was even confused. I thought it – I didn't know.
I want to confuse people so much that they're forced to pay attention.
Okay.
It was not actually Moby. We didn't actually get Moby to eat a piece of bacon. It was Paul Isaacs, who's not a vegan. So if there are any Moby fans out there that think, oh, my gosh, Moby sold his soul and ate bacon, actually, he didn't that we know of.
Okay.
So anyway, okay. We know that Jesus didn't eat bacon, and he never watched TV. So people say, what would Jesus do? Obviously,
fun fact. Huh?
Obviously, you should be doing carpentry and preaching only.
Only.
Otherwise, you're a heretic. All right.
Or make tents if you want. But.
I have to ask that. I want to read also. No, he didn't make tents. That's Paul.
No, I said that, but you could make tents because it's not.
Not if you want to know what Jesus did.
Well.
No, Paul was
read those.
Paul was way out of line doing that kind of stuff.
Okay, read the rest of the letter.
In fact, Jesus was crucified and rose to heaven, he didn't do anything on earth, and we have no business doing anything.
That's true. That's okay.
Oh, I keep forgetting he sent his Holy Spirit, and we're supposed to.
Yes, I take it back.
All right, so feel free to do whatever you were doing.
Please.
The same person, I don't know if he wants us to mention his name on the air. It might or might not be Kurt Schmidt. I have no idea.
No.
But when he says...
Friend of the show, Kurt Schmidt.
When he was asking about Moby, he was also asking... And now and again, we're going to do viewer mail on the program.
Oh, we're going to
Or listener mail. I keep saying forgetting.
Yeah.
And so it's fun to hear from listeners. But he also says, I presume that you're familiar with Victoria Jackson appearing on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Well,
and of course, we mentioned that all the time. That was one of the highlights of her career.
Yes.
And he says that his wife's 84-year-old mother was once in the audience at a Larry Norman concert. Now, Larry Norman, of course, was a great musician. My friend Greg Thornberry wrote a biography about him. But Kurt Schmidt writes to us and says that his 84-year-old mother-in-law was at a Larry Norman concert, and His wife has suggested, or I'm sorry, his mother-in-law has suggested that there's an uncanny similarity between the voices and singing styles of Larry Norman and Victoria Jackson.
Oh.
I have no idea what to think about that, except on the surface it's preposterous.
It seems that way, yeah.
It's preposterous, and I will not dignify it.
Well, you can't.
With a response. I refuse. Dignify it with a response.
You can't argue with an 84-year-old woman, though.
I can argue.
All right.
I will. You know what?
Okay. I don't want her writing the hashtag me too.
Kind of thing that I will not tolerate on this program, folks. I have standards.
It's on you.
And if you bring up something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, somebody else wrote in and asked, this is a great question.
Yes,
and I was hoping I would get to this.
One.
Okay.
Yes.
Somebody wrote in, I won't say the name. It says, first, Eric, I love your books. Thank you. My question is, how did you choose the order of the subtitle words Pastor, Martyr, Prophet, Spy? In my Bonhoeffer book, of course, it's titled Bonhoeffer, Pastor, Martyr, Prophet, Spy. He says, I get why spy is at the end. And he says, parentheses, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. But why the order of the others? I'm just curious. Thank you. And I said I would like to answer that on the air. So anybody who's wondering about this very important question will have an answer. Okay, it's basically got to do, it would be very hard to make this case rationally. It would take some time, but I think I could make it if I had the time. I don't really have the time. But when you say Boston, when you say Bonhoeffer, pastor, martyr, prophet, spy, I thought that if spy is going to be at the end, you know that spy is going to be at the end. First of all, the words preceding spy have to be two-syllable words, just like tinker, tailor, and soldier. Spy, of course, is monosyllabic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, you have to pick words that fit, right? In other words, you could put in theologian, but that would be goofy, like theologian, martyr, prophet, spy doesn't have the bounce of pastor, martyr, prophet, spy. But then the question becomes, as William F. Buckley would say, the question becomes, if they are all similarly two-syllable words, why the order? And that's exactly what this writer is asking. Why not prophet, pastor, martyr, spy? Or why not martyr, prophet, pastor, spy? And the answer to that is sort of I don't know, but the real answer is I think that in the end, you're having to do you're having to fudge the whole thing because there's no quote unquote right answer. But you want it to be, in other words, if you start out with prophet, I think that's too strong. To say that somebody is a prophet is a big deal. So you want to work up to that.
Oh.
Now, to say that they're a spy is a little bit of a shock when you're talking about a pastor,
like the punchline,
a martyr, a prophet, and then boom, spy. So I think you want to kind of build up. So it's one thing to be a pastor. That's sort of humble. You start there. Martyr is a big deal. Prophet is a big deal. And then boom, spy. So it could have been
rim shot. Boom,
it could have been pastor, prophet, martyr, spy. But that doesn't sound as good as pastor, martyr, prophet, spy. I guess the answer is, I don't know. It was a gut thing. We're going to be right back with Max McLean. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story. When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India, a journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
We can't make any mistakes.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story, The Least of These, the Graham Stain story, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-311-9115. 800-311-9115. That's 800-311-9115.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. Dean Cain and the entire cast of the Gosnell movie do a superb job bringing this true story to the big screen. You might be worried that this movie is too scary. As a mother of two, I promise you, it's not. You do not want to pass up this unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Don't miss out.
Gosnell, rated PG-13. Available now on video on demand.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My husband and I wanted to buy a new car, and we don't have very good credit rating, so the bank recommended Trinity, so we called them. And the people were very nice. They told us the best solution for our problems.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
Trinity consolidated our bills, got us a lower interest rate, and a much better monthly payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We feel much better now. Things are going pretty well. And since we've been with Trinity, our credit rating has really improved.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Ann, and we're debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com, GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Thank you.
folks.
That is Supertramp. I love Supertramp. We tried to get them in the studio. We failed. But we did manage to get a friend of mine in the studio. His name is Max McLean. He is the founder and artistic director of the Fellowship for Performing Arts, a theater person. Max, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric. Good to be here.
Now, I want you to make sure that you keep your mouth near the microphone because I want people to hear every syllable. I've already lost my earpiece. Listen, this is exciting. You keep coming up with new plays and things. The new one is A Man for All Seasons. Some people are very familiar with it. Some people have never heard of it. I'm going to assume that a lot of people in my audience have never heard of it. And before we talk about what it is, what are the dates in New York? Because today is already Tuesday. What is today, the 22nd?
22nd.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we started performances last week. We run through February 24th, 7-8 shows a week.
So yeah. Like now?
Yes.
This is it?
Right.
Okay, so if people are in New York or can get to New York, they have between now and February 24th to see A Man for All Seasons by Robert Bolt. Now, again, some people listening know all about it, but assuming we know nothing about it. I know it's a classic. There was a film that was made. But from your point of view, what is A Man for All Seasons?
Well, it's a story of Sir Thomas More, who was Chancellor of England, and he was asked to choose between his allegiance to God, whom he loved, and his duty to his king, Henry VIII of that name.
And what do you mean? Wait. What do you mean, Henry VIII of that name?
Well, he's Henry VIII.
What does that mean? So Henry VIII. So we're talking about the 16th century, early 16th century.
1525, 1535.
Okay, so this is like right in the middle of Luther and the Reformation.
Right. This would have been the British version, the Reformation leaving Europe, going to England. And what makes it so theatrical is that it's the it's what happens when fierce political will on one hand collides with deep moral conviction on the other hand. And what Robert Bolt was able to do was to get that collision in a way that makes for extraordinarily powerful theater.
I was going to say, this is what people call drama, right? Okay, so...
Well, the stakes are really high. Well,
yeah, I mean, okay, now, Robert Bolt, when did this become popular? What was the year?
Well, he started it started as a radio play in the mid 50s. Then he
It was that? Wow.
Yeah,
okay, because I think at the 60s when it became big.
Well, it started as a radio play in the 50s, and that was on the BBC. And then it was so successful they asked him to fill it out and do a play. It was a huge hit in London, transferred to New York. Paul Scofield starred in London, brought it to New York, ran for a year in New York.
When was that?
1961.
Wow.
And
Scofield played it in the film, did he not?
Yeah, he played it on Broadway and in London, played it in the film.
And
it won the Tony. It won the Tony in New York, and then it won the Oscar in 66.
It's that good.
Yeah.
See, because I'm always telling people to go see all of your plays, which are good, but you're telling me that this is a known quantity that's already won the Tony. That's kind of funny to me because I forgot it was such a big deal that it won the Tony. Scofield played Sir Thomas More in the film, which must have been the mid-60s. I can't remember.
66.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do we remember who else was in that film? I don't.
Wendy Hiller was in it. Susanna York was in it. I'm trying to think.
Wendy Hiller. Now, wait a second. Wendy Hiller. I love Wendy Hiller. Not many people know Wendy Hiller. I just adore Wendy Hiller. She was in a film not very long ago. If she's still alive, she's very old now. But she was in the original, you know what I'm talking about. It's the with Dr. Higgins.
Yeah.
Professor
Pygmalion
Higgins.
And
I guess it was
My Fair Lady.
I don't know if it was
I think she was the mom.
She was she was in the Pygmalion, the early one that was in the 30s.
Right.
And she's so delightful. We just forget these actresses and actors have these amazing careers. But anything with her in it is worth watching the film. But what is the last time A Man for All Seasons was on the stage in New York? I mean, this is kind of it's got to be a little while.
There was a production at the Roundabout about 10 years ago with Frank Langella playing Moore. And that was it. It used to get produced a lot. It doesn't get produced very much anymore. But I'm thrilled that we have the cast. We have Michael Countryman playing Moore. We have Lenny McCormick of Law & Order playing Alice. Trent Dawson playing Henry. It's a terrific cast. And they just... They're so invested. I mean, I loved watching rehearsals, and the way the audiences have been responding has been so gratifying.
I hope people come to New York just to see this. You know, I'm always trying to give people who listen to the program excuses to come to New York. And it's one of the reasons it's fun for me to have you on, because I like to think that somebody is thinking, you know, we were going to plan a trip to New York. We weren't sure when to do it. But let's go this time because we can get tickets to A Man for All Seasons, you know, and it just gives you a focal point, I guess, because there's not always there's always stuff to do in New York, but there's not always stuff that might make, you know, friends of mine think I've got to get to New York for that reason.
One benefit of coming in January, February is hotels are a lot cheaper in January.
Way cheaper. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty dramatic how much cheaper. So it will close theoretically on February 24th.
Yeah, we have an opportunity.
We got a month here, folks.
Right.
Wow. And are you you know, dark on Mondays and two performances on Wednesdays?
Yeah, we have we have a Tuesday to Sunday schedule. We have a matinee on Wednesday and two shows on Saturday.
All right. Okay. So a lot of opportunities. And what's the theater?
It's Theater Row at 42nd and 9th, two blocks west of Times Square. That's where we do. That's my neighborhood.
Oh, that's where I've been to see your other shows. Right.
Yeah, that's where our offices are there. My apartment is in that neighborhood.
Your apartment's in that neighborhood. You just walk over to the theater?
I do. I mean, as you know, like you, I travel all over the country. But when I'm here in New York, my world is pretty small.
You don't live in the same building that Larry David was in for all those years, do you? There's some artistic housing right there. I know, like they gave it subsidized. This is like in the 80s, I guess, or something.
It's called Manhattan Plaza.
Yeah, you know where that is, right?
Yeah, it's right across the street.
I knew Larry David before he became famous with Seinfeld and everything, and he had me over to his apartment, and the real Kramer showed up. But at the time, I didn't know that was a big deal because it was a couple of years before Seinfeld, you know?
Well, that would have been mid-80s?
It was the fall of 87.
Wow.
Or the spring or the early 88. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I didn't mean to get on that. But so that's your hood, man. And it's on 42nd Street. All right. Well, I want to ask you more about A Man for All Seasons because the history, it's a little complicated, Max, for those of us, unless you know that period. I mean, okay, Henry VIII is king. A lot of people know that because he wanted a male heir, he kicked his wife, Catherine of Aragon, to the curb and marries Anne Boleyn. And he wants to get the marriage annulled. And he appeals to the Pope. And the Pope says, tough luck. And so he basically decides, hey, wait a minute. And this is a little bit because of Luther, right? That I'm able to create the Church of England. I don't need to be with the Pope any more than some of the Protestants in Germany. We're still going to have the same church, except I'm no longer going to be affiliated with Rome. And he did that just so that he could do what he wanted.
That's right. He became the supreme head of the church in England so far as the law of God allows.
Right. What a swine. But it is kind of crazy, isn't it, that the entire Church of England was created by...
to facilitate a divorce.
That this madman decided that what he wanted was more important than what the church said he could have, and so he finagled it. So how does Thomas More get in the middle of this?
Well, he's the Chancellor of England, and he, working with Wolsey beforehand, tried to negotiate an annulment. Well, Wolsey more than he, and they both failed.
Wolsey being the cardinal.
And the previous Lord Chancellor.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to influence the king, the Pope, but the King of Spain, who is Catherine's brother.
Okay, this is where it gets creepy. The King of Spain, is the King of Spain Charles V who became the Holy Roman Emperor, or was it his father? It's probably his father.
I think it's
his father. But right, so it gets complicated because Catherine of Aragon is Spanish, and it was a little, I mean, can you even believe how complicated this got?
Well, it was the thing was is that the whole society really saw itself as under the Church of Christ. So the Pope was much more significant, and Sir Thomas More was a true son of the Church.
We're going to be right back, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to my friend Max McLean. The show here in New York now, A Man for All Seasons. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The White House is moving forward with plans for President Trump to deliver his State of the Union speech next week in front of a joint session of Congress. Despite a letter from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi requesting he delay it, the White House sent an email to the House Sergeant-at-Arms asking to schedule a walkthrough for the speech. Also, the Trump administration can move ahead with its plan to restrict military service by transgender men and women while court challenges continue, so says the Supreme Court today. The Native American involved in that encounter between white teens and a black religious sect outside the Lincoln Memorial says he wants to meet with the students involved. Nathan Phillips today offering to travel to Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky and have a dialogue about cultural appropriation, racism, and the importance of listening to and respecting diverse cultures. On Wall Street, the Dow down 373, NASDAQ down 155, S&P down 46. This is SRN News.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story. When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India, a journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
We can't make any mistakes.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story, The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Let the music play much as I would like to, because it's a radio talk show, and I'm talking to my friend Max McLean. Max, welcome to the program. It's exciting to talk to you about whatever you're working on, but this is particularly exciting.
Well, we're excited to bring it to New York.
It's we're talking about the new production of A Man for All Seasons. To some people, that sounds like a classic that they know. But as we were saying earlier, a lot of people, it's completely new. They weren't alive in the 60s, or they weren't forced to watch this in school. A lot of people in the 70s, they were like, okay, for history class, we're going to watch a film today, A Man for All Seasons. You know, and you learned all about King Henry and Cardinal Wolsey and Thomas More. Thomas More, as we said on going into the break, he's the hero here. He's the man that says, I'm willing to die for my faith.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you suppose he realized that his life is at stake? I mean, the king. I mean, set up the story for people who know nothing. What would the essence of the drama?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's he has to make a choice, and he's selecting a choice between his God and his king, and that's not a choice his king appreciates. And so Henry tries to twist his arm because for some reason, primarily because More is a man of principle, but more to the point, known to be a man of principle, a man who's honest, that having More's support was essential to him. And when he didn't get it, it did something to Henry that he wanted to do anything, and he employed this.
It's because he's a redhead. Those gingers are hot-headed. You know that, yeah.
And then if he employed this administrator who's a particularly evil character.
Who's that?
Thomas Cromwell.
And how could I forget? Cromwell is involved.
Cromwell is the key. He's the person that gets things done. And his job is to make More come to Henry's side. And they put pressure upon pressure, and More continues to hold back. He becomes, in the end, a kind of a Christ figure, in the sense that here's the worst possible thing happening to the best possible person, a good man working for the true and good, and he's decimated and destroyed. And yet when you watch it on stage, because he does it with such courage and such grace, and in the end, such joy, there's this powerful catharsis. And you know, in the ancient world, you know, tragedy was meant to be a cleansing. And it makes you realize that you have a soul, that there is such a thing as moral good that you have to hold on to. And to me, it's the best example of that on stage.
Wow. Well, now coming from you, that's a big deal because I've known you for a long time, and you have played, you've played C.S. Lewis a zillion times.
Right.
You have written, you've written productions, you've written dramas based on his life, but something like this, obviously, when you have the figure being, as you say, so pure and put through this, I guess it reminds me, the closest example I can think of besides Jesus is Joan of Arc.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought of doing a production of that? It just seems to me that would be wheelhouse.
It would, and also Thomas Beckett. It's interesting. Joan of Arc has been produced a lot recently. There's been a rediscovery of that play.
That play, you're talking about the
Bernard Shaw play.
George
but there's
Bernard
also,
Shaw,
there's also
yeah.
an Ennui play that's pretty good. I think somebody like the person that you wrote the biography of Bonhoeffer falls into this camp.
You know, that is true, and there has never been anything like this written on Bonhoeffer. We're making a movie mm-hmm. on Bonhoeffer. That's of course a different thing than the theater. But I guess the story of Joan of Arc. I know that Mark Twain, his favorite book that he ever wrote is the story of Joan of Arc. And you think, Mark Twain wrote a biography of Joan of Arc? I mean, there are these figures in history that are just, they're strange and compelling, and you see their goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's moving. And that's what's moving about A Man for All Seasons, is that you can't deny that this man, even if you don't agree with him, even if you're yourself not a Christian, the purity of his faith, his willingness to die. What happens to him in the end? What is the story? Well, I know, but I mean, how does it?
Well,
does he go
what
to
happens,
the tower for how long?
He
is
goes
he
to the tower for 18 months, and they can't get him to. His safety is in his silence. He will not sign the oath. He will not tell you why he won't sign the oath, and
I don't remember.
This is the main thing is that they want him to sign the oath of succession, the act of succession. They made a law that everybody had to sign it. He wouldn't sign it.
Now, what is the act of succession? Well, Who's succeeding whom?
The act of succession is, first of all, that Henry is the supreme head of the church in England.
Seceding from the church.
That's part of it. And the other part of it is that all of his descendants
right.
From the line of Anne Boleyn would be in line for the king.
Holy cow. All right, when we come back, we're going to clarify this, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to Max McLean, the new play in New York, A Man for All Seasons.
A bridge by a fountain, a rocking horse, people eat marshmallows.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks' worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dinovite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dinovite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com. Hey there, folks. Unbelievable. In the studio with the man who taught John Travolta how to dance Denny Terrio. Welcome to the program. I'm sorry. I always confuse you with Denny Terrio. You're Max McLean.
That's right.
The dramatist. We're talking about your play, A Man for All Seasons. I hope nobody got whiplash from listening to that. I apologize. A Man for All Seasons, the famous play written by Robert Bolt, won a Tony Award, blah, 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 blah. Now it is back in New York City. Now, if people, by the way, want to find you and find Fellowship for the Performing Arts, where do they go?
They go to our website, FPA, Frank Paul Adam, fpatheater.com.
fpatheater.com. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the question. Is theater spelled E-R or R-E?
It's spelled R-E.
Aha! Slightly pretentious, but we will not bring it up on the program. fpatheater, R-E, dot...
com.
Com. Okay. fpatheater.com. Now, Max, we were just talking about the fact that the history is a little complicated, but you said that Robert Bolt manages to tell it in a way that doesn't confuse the viewer, which is probably why the play has been such a success.
Yeah. You get a lot of history, but it comes through in the drama, so you don't feel like you're getting overloaded. It moves. The pace of the play is very intense, very absorbing. The actors are so committed. You know, it kind of has a who's the author of West Wing that just did the To Kill a Mockingbird. I can't remember his name. But anyway, just the pace of the show, the direction, has this real forward motion that...
Aaron something.
Sorkin. That's right.
Sorkin. There
Aaron
we go.
Sorkin.
Yeah, it's important, obviously, when you're watching theater that it be... that the pace be right. A movie can be baggy a little bit, or a novel can be a little baggy, and you'll stick with it. But that can't happen.
No, theater's got it. You got to keep the tension, tension going. And what I love is, you know, I try to go to as many performances as I can. I shake hands with people as they leave, and the kind of what shows on their faces is that they're just so stricken by the goodness. What happens to a good man? And you know, the idea, we were talking about it in the last segment, of moral good and going up against something, you know, then we know when we see that, the reality of moral good. It's not some sort of relativistic thing. And I think we need to be reminded of that. And I think the story does that in such an extraordinary
way.
Well,
as you know, I'm really big on that. It's part of why I write some of the biographies I do, because I think that that's what we lack in our culture.
Yes.
Is heroes. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense that this would have been put on as a radio play and that it would have managed, you know, to limp into the 60s intact. Mm-hmm. But this never would have been made as a movie a decade later. And in 1976 or 1986, these kinds of heroes went out of fashion in Hollywood and on Broadway typically. And yet the hunger for them never goes away.
No, the hunger is there. And the people that that tend to produce, that tend to determine what gets produced, are just not interested in these kinds of works.
They're looking for somebody more edgy. Mm-hmm. And yet what is edgier? What is it? Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. They're looking for anti-heroes. And that's a real bugbear of mine, because it is confusing to people. People are hungry for clarity and for the idea that there's such a thing as truth, mm-hmm. and goodness. But we're living in a culture that is uncomfortable with that, that prefers anti-heroes, that prefers to make make the lead nuanced, often very dark. There's a role for that, but I think it's become unpleasantly prevalent, and mm-hmm. that people are dying for stuff like this. So that's my long way of saying thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, A Man for All Seasons is in New York now till the 24th, and you said people can go to the 24th of February. You said people can go to FPA Theater, that's Theater R.
Or telecharge.
FPATheater.com. The reason I bring up FPATheater.com is because you have a lot of different plays going on around the country. Do you have other stuff running now?
We have three shows in production at the moment.
Okay.
We have Man for All Seasons in New York. At the Shakespeare Theater in Washington, D.C., we have the Screwtape Letters.
You do?
At the University of Texas at Austin next week, we have a week of Most Reluctant Convert. Both of those shows are on tour. We're doing – in the past year, we've done 200 performances in 30 cities.
Max, that is
75,000 people have
impressive.
Seen our work.
Whoa. Look, you've got to be thrilled. I mean, this is a dream of yours for so many. I've known you for such a long time. To be able to say what you just said to me, that didn't happen overnight. You've been really hard.
And you helped us.
Well, anything, you know, anytime I ever could have the joy of helping something like this, I'm tickled to death. I feel like it's why the Lord has given me a platform, not a huge platform, but whatever it is, I'd like to use it for good stuff. It thrills me, absolutely, that you're doing so much. I mean, you said what's playing in Austin?
University of Texas, we're at Texas Performing Arts doing C.S. Lewis on stage, The Most Reluctant Convert, The Story of Lewis's Journey.
Right. That I saw in New York. I can rave about that. That's amazing.
We did that at Berkeley in November. 1,600 students came to see it at Berkeley, at Zellerbach Hall, the main performing arts venue at Berkeley.
As in Berkeley, California?
Yeah, UC.
That's pretty good. That is awesome.
So we'll be at Vanderbilt, University of Miami. We were at Brown at Princeton. And that's a new emphasis that we're trying to get in as many of the top colleges and universities in the country.
Listen, this is music to my ears. Really, it's just fantastic. And you said that Screwtape Letters is in Washington, D.C. right now.
Yeah. It's next Tuesday through the following Sunday.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So. You sort of always have something going on someplace around the country, which is one of the reasons I want to tell people to go to fpatheater.com because, mm-hmm. you know, somebody is living in L.A. and they think, mm-hmm. well, I haven't heard anything about L.A. Well, if they look on the schedule, they'll find out.
Turn that over.
Turn this over? This piece of paper?
Yeah. That's our schedule.
Holy guacamole. Can I say that on the air? Albin, edit that out in post. This is incredible. Honestly, I didn't know this. You're in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Louisville, Charlotte, Birmingham, Alabama, Vanderbilt University, Chattanooga, San Antonio, Sacramento, San Francisco, Colorado Springs, Los Angeles, Portland, Oregon, Bay Harbor, Michigan. It goes on and on. We're going to come back for a final segment. This is exciting. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. We are at MetaxasTalk.com. Stick around. Johnny, come lately.
The new kid in town. If you could just talk to someone, it would make all the difference in the world. I mean, really open up and lay it out there. You would be amazed at how much progress you could make by talking to someone with your same Christian values, someone with wisdom and insight. I know you think there's no one you can really open up to, but there is Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who will help you through your issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The Democrats say no, but the White House is moving forward with plans to have President Trump deliver his State of the Union address next week. The White House is moving forward and even exploring the option of conducting the speech outside of Washington. Also, the Trump administration can move ahead with its plan to restrict military service by transgender men and women while court challenges do continue on the issue, so says the Supreme Court today. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says overnight negotiations have resulted in a tentative deal with the teachers union. Among requests from teachers, they want smaller class sizes. With 45 students or more, students can't get enough individual attention to properly learn. The deal allows a gradual decrease in class size and a 6% raise for teachers. The Dow down 379, NASDAQ down 159, S&P down 48. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom. Chair is just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Max McLean. We're talking about theater. Theater. I have to say theater because it's pronounced theater when there's an R-E at the end. When it's E-R at the end, it's theater. Theater. Max, I was just reading the list of places that you're performing C.S. Lewis on stage, The Most Reluctant Convert. That's 2019. C.S. Lewis and the Screwtape Letters is Nashville, Washington, D.C. That's where it is going to be. It's where it is now, next week. Pittsburgh, Dallas, Houston, Tulsa, Kansas City, Phoenix, San Diego, Atlanta, and Charlotte. And that is only what you have thus far. If people want to know, check a month from now, and you'll probably be adding dates to that. That's fpatheater.com. Really, it's spectacular. I got to tell you, congratulations. And the tickets are, let's see. To see this play now, A Man Falls Seasons, in New York now, yes. What are the tickets, like $440?
No, they're $75.
$75? American dollars? It's got to be Canadian.
No.
$75 American dollars? Mm-hmm. And not only that, but I see here on my piece of paper that if you are 30 years old or younger, the tickets are $30.
That's right. That's right. We want to get younger people into the theater, make it easy for them.
Well, you must be, because that's like giving it away for free. That's pretty fantastic. So family can come, and is that all the popcorn you can eat, or is that separate?
The popcorn?
The popcorn separate. You charge for the popcorn?
Yeah, not much.
What a gold digger. but really, that is $75. I've seen your productions, and so I want to tell people these are really special. I can't wait till I see this. As you know, I'm planning to see it. I want to bring a whole gang of friends. This
I think
is
one
exciting.
Thing you'll like about the – we hadn't talked about it – is just sort of its relevancy now, because I think on one – some will see, you know, sort of authoritarian overreach. They'll definitely see
– Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
You know,
the
they'll
state.
See that. They'll see the demand for loyalty, the punishment of political opponents, the lies to get them to do it. And, of course, on the others, we're going to see, you know, the encroachment on religious liberty.
When you think about how many people Donald Trump has had killed because they don't agree with his religion, it is sick. It is sick. Somebody needs to stand up. We need a Thomas More of our time. Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's not true. No, it's kind of funny, because I think whenever you see the state trying to push into people's religion. Uh-huh. I mean, that's happening in America today. People are telling me what I can think on sexual issues, and mm-hmm. if my church doesn't jump in line, it gets vilified. Karen Pence, the second lady, was recently vilified for daring to teach in a Christian school where they have a biblical view of sexuality. Holy cow, how dare she do that? I mean, it's so sick. And so a play like this, unfortunately, is extremely relevant.
Yeah. Yeah, that comes through very, very clear on both sides. You know, depending on whatever your confirmation bias is, that will come through.
Isn't it interesting? I mean, but I think it's so important. It's why a lot of people talk about my Bonhoeffer book. It's that you just realize that this is happening today, and we need to be aware of these issues. And so the issue of how a government can try to force its people mm-hmm. to toe the line, and how there are always going to be heroes like Sir Thomas More who stand up and lead the way for the rest of us. Max McLean, always a joy to have you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. It's a delight to be here.
And congratulations. Folks, go to fpatheater.com. A Man for All Seasons in New York right now, and lots of other stuff around the country. Just fantastic. Just
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.